AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Utah woman found guilty of several counts, including aggravated murder, for being behind the wheel during a 50-mile crime chase that left one sheriff's deputy dead, another wounded. AP correspondent Alex Chihok reports 18-year-old Megan Grunwald's attorneys tried to convince the jurors she was a victim.
Because she was 17 when it happened, she's not eligible for the death penalty. Her lawyer tried to say that she was just a scared girl who had trusted a much older, manipulative man.
Grunwald could get life in prison when sentenced in the January 2014 chase. It also included a carjacking. Her 27-year-old boyfriend was killed in a shootout. Tropical storm warnings north and South Carolina as preseason. Tropical storm Anna slowly moves toward the coast. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says early storms are not uncommon.
You can just go back to 2012. We had two systems that formed in May, and one was close to being a hurricane moving onshore near Jacksonville, Florida. So nothing unusual.
Storm has top sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. Officially, 30 prison inmates are dead, along with six guards, as 40 others escaped from a prison in eastern Iraq. AP's Paul Shem is in Baghdad.
There was a dramatic prison break late Friday night in the eastern province of Diyala, in the city of Khalas. What happened was there was a fight inside the prison between the prisoners themselves, and when the guards opened the gates to try to break up the fight, the prisoners suddenly turned on them, wrestled away their weapons, and started a breakout in the entire prison.
Provincial officials put the toll much higher. 51 inmates and 12 police officers dead, more than 200 on the run. The World Health Organization has declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without any new cases. Nine new cases have been found in both Sierra Leone and Guinea. The WHO has recorded more than 4,700 Ebola cases in Liberia. This is AP Radio News. World War II era planes fly over Washington on the 70th anniversary of VE Day.
They came down the Potomac River and then over Washington's most famous sites. Dozens of aircraft filling the sky over the World War II Memorial, where vets like 92-year-old Jim Sherber were watching.
Brought back a lot of memories.
Sherber flew some of those planes. Memories are enough.
I'm glad I was sitting on the ground.
Former Senator John Warner was watching, too. He's a vet who was on security duty in Chicago as the city celebrated VE Day.
Trying to keep a tally of all the girls that wanted to kiss you.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Chicago Bulls, L.A. Clippers both have 2-1 leads in the NBA's conference semifinals. Bulls slipped past Cleveland 99-96. The Clippers hammered Houston 124-99. In the NHL, the Rangers 2-1 overtime win keeps them in their series against the Caps. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.